Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to more of the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
All right, so everyone's completely obsessed with the weather tonight in Buffalo. So obviously 6 degrees at kickoff. It's going to have a real feel if you're there of -3. Good times. So what are you hearing about how both teams are preparing for this one?
Well, the real factor, Hannah, will be whether or not there's wind. And it doesn't sound like there's a lot of wind in the forecast tonight, unlike the last time these two teams played in Buffalo on a Monday night. I remember it well. You could barely stand on the field, and no team could throw passes. The wind was blowing snow everywhere, as you see on the replays right there. Not as much wind tonight. It will be even colder tonight. So what that does when you talk to people surrounding the game is it's really not about who's going to be the most talented team. It's going to be who's the most mentally tough team. And that's what we'll find out tonight. Who can brave those conditions, run the football, survive the cold? We've seen other freezing cold playoff games in NFL history. I remember a Giants-Packers NFC Championship game. I remember a Raiders-Bengals AFC Championship game way back in the day. But you usually can score points if the wind is not bad, and it's supposed to be relatively stable this evening in Buffalo despite the frigid temperatures.
I just have this picture of you guys on countdown, like hardly able to stand. So
Hannah, it was brutal. It was brutal. And I'm going to tell you right now, when ESPN was going to be given a playoff game for Monday night, no disrespect to Buffalo, but I was much happier going to Los Angeles than I am to Buffalo tonight.
Wow, tough guy Schefter. Couldn't stand the wind. So he says points tonight, don't worry about it. Cold but no wind, you're fine. But that's not what Josh Allen's toes say.
What he said basically was saying that the Patriots have the edge tonight because I am entirely more confident in the mental ability of the Patriots to handle tough conditions than I am Sean McDermott and his Bills.
Although you're worried about Mac's mental fortitude after a little tiff with Josh McDaniels on the sideline last week, trying to just besmirch Mac's character before his first playoff game. That's what happened this morning.
Ken, you use Tom Brady saying he likes the weather in Florida as some shot at people here. Like, do you want to be outside today?
No, but
okay.
if I was...
Why do you hate it here?
This is a great point from a texter, 617. We're talking about the tickets and people wanting to not go. Well, this all ties in. Don't judge a fan for not being able to go to a game, but I do judge a fan if the excuse is it's too cold. The game tonight is going to be an experience. If you choose comfort over atmosphere, that makes you a weak fan.
That's true. And think back to 2001 season, the game that Wiggy will never shut up about, one of the great games in Boston sports history, the Snow Bowl. Mm-hmm. What made that night so memorable? The snow, mm-hmm. The conditions. It was crazy. People were parked there, stuck in their cars for like hours after the game because they couldn't get out.
Right.
It was an entire experience. It was unbelievable. If I were younger and I was still drinking, I would totally go to the game tonight.
But only if you're still drinking?
Yes.
All right, now coming up, what happens if win or lose? I want to get your thoughts on that, and I've got a couple of mine. But first, more of your calls at 617-779-7937. Thoughts on tonight? Confident? Nervous? From our first 2 hours, allotment of callers, what would you say the consensus is? Kind of a mixed bag.
I would say it's sort of like our poll. I would say 60-40, confident, ready, think the Pats will win tonight.
Ready to roll. And most people feel Damian Harris night? More than a Mac Jones night?
I would say
Jacob Johnson night?
I would do a two-headed monster, a little Ramondre Stevenson, Damian Harris. Please, for the love of God, if you do one thing tonight outside of, curing all ill, I would ask you to not allow Josh McDaniels to run a single toss play to Brandon Bolden on
third and
four.
Well, that's going to happen. He's obsessed with that play.
God, why does anybody think that's a good idea?
They run five of those a game, five each side.
At least you can't run it to Isaiah Winside.
You can't run it to Winside. It'll only be toss crack right.
By the way, one of the sneaky big holdovers from last season, you watch a lot of these pregame sort of highlight montages. Dave Andrews is always around other guys. Like I would say, I don't know who the biggest leader on offense is, but if I had to pick one, he might be it. Like, yeah. He has been a huge guy, not just on
but
the
But tonight,
field.
It's Jonnu. We've had a couple people say, unleash Jonnu tonight.
I mean, if you have Jonnu on your fantasy team, start him.
And the best blocker in the NFL, N'Keal Harry. That combination is deadly. To Randolph we go. Giuseppe on the phone. Hi, Giuseppe.
Hello.
How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Pretty good. How are you today?
We're doing fine. Hey, I guess it's okay if Allen's feet freeze. I think the Patriots have to hope that his brain freezes so that they'll have a chance to win tonight.
Ah.
I think the Pats are going to lose because the Bills have the better all team.
Yeah.
But what really, really concerns me is how the Patriots are going to play tonight. I hope they play with intensity, knock the snot out of the Bills players, don't sleepwalk through the game, and don't fumble it away. Yeah, what do you think?
All good points, Giuseppe.
Thanks for the call, Giuseppe.
His point about the rosters, wouldn't you say 99 out of 100 people say Bills have the more talented roster?
Yeah, but I don't think it's like I look at the 2018 Patriots. The Chiefs were a much better team in terms of total talent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the gap is nearly that wide tonight. I think that the Bills are a better team. I think the Patriots are better coached, better prepared. And I think it's relatively close to being, I mean, a 4.5-point spread means if it was on a neutral field, it'd be a 1.5-point spread for the Bills. Like, that's not exactly a huge advantage.
Was it, did Judon trash talk Allen, or that was Wentz, right? Remember they got into a verbal sparring
that
match?
Colts
that Colts
night was as chippy as they come. Yeah, that was
that
definitely
that got chippy.
It.
Judon tripped Allen in the last game. Remember he threw out the little sneaky foot trip?
I can't believe it's 11:07. We've been on for over 2 hours, and we haven't mentioned Judon and where he's been and how important he is tonight.
Well, it's huge. And I do think, like, the one game he didn't play, basically the Jacksonville game, coming off COVID or whatever, he had, like, 10 snaps. But the other three games, legitimately, he hasn't done much. But that Bills game, this was Rodney Harrison's criticism. He did not send him to the quarterback much. He kind of spied Allen or hung back or was kind of a soft push-the-pocket approach. Do you think Bill changes that, or does he still keep giving Buffalo everything underneath, no deep balls, very conservative approach?
I would really hope that they pressure Allen. I know that he'll probably get a couple, you know, you can't stop. That quarterback has always been a bugaboo for Belichick, like the guy that you perfectly defend it, and then he slips out for 12 yards on 3rd and 10, and you're like, Jesus, what else can we have to do? But I do think I would be much more, if I were the Patriots, I would want to get as many people in the face hitting a guy that's too cold, slamming him into the field turf as early as possible.
Which quarterback has given Bill the most trouble all time?
All time.
I mean, obviously Peyton won a couple.
Yeah, I mean,
but they did pretty good job against
them. I don't think there's been a lot of guys. I mean, off the top of my head, I can't. I mean, Cam Newton actually had some good success against the Patriots. I think he was like 2-1 against Bill and
Tom.
Was
he really?
Yeah, they had that game in Carolina where there should have been the PI on Gronk. Brady's screaming at the ref coming off the field, and then the Panthers.
Well, Eli, of course.
You gave the full play-by-play to Tim Neverett about what had happened, and that was when the Panthers beat the Patriots. Remember that?
Oh, I was on the I was doing the Red Sox game.
Right. So, and the other thing from Bill that we haven't mentioned, which has gotten no play, was the call into our show Tuesday after the bizarre Monday night game in Buffalo, where we all thought after the fact, we didn't get it in real time, that he may have been taking a shot at the Bills, talking about running it. What the remember the double entendre?
The Belichick double entendre.
Yeah, we should get to that at some point
this morning. Kevin in Chicopee this morning, though, right now. Hi, Kevin.
There you go. Hey, how you doing?
How are you, bud?
Good. Hey, I was just calling. You know, hopefully everything goes well for us tonight. I believe, a win is in order. I think it's going to be a tough game. But I just wanted to talk about over the past weeks, everybody questioning Mac. You know, this kid has played 17 games and played at a level that is far superior than most rookies ever would. And I just can't believe that the naysayers are still out there. You know, he's you can't blame him when the receivers are running the wrong routes. And I also believe, you know, Josh McDaniels' play calling has been lacking at some points. And this kid just perseveres and comes through. And I think he's going to have a big game tonight.
That we don't know. We know this is a whole new world. You know, people have gotten to this part of the season who are much more talented than Mac Jones, and they have failed in the playoffs, you know, a number of times. So tonight, we will learn something about Mac Jones that we haven't seen. It could be great, as you predict, or it could be, you know, a step backwards.
Right, right. Agreed.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Now, one thing he said about McDaniels, you have criticized McDaniels from time to time this year.
Oh,
he's had
yeah.
a pretty good year, I mean, all told, but the toss sweep you were just making fun of.
I mean, early on, it was abysmal. And the obsession with these, I will never, BC, just a, you know, total non sequitur in terms of the NFL to college, but these teams like the Patriots that are not fast compared to the rest of the NFL. The Chiefs are fast. I understand them going lateral to go up to get vertical. The Patriots are never going to outrun the defensive, like Brandon Bolden is never going to catch a ball 9 yards behind the field and run anything more than 10 or 12 to get a 2 or 3 yard gain when what can potentially happen is, like, you know, you have a drive killer on the 38 yard line, you pitch it to Brandon Bolden on third down, and it's, you know, he's tackled at the 42, you're out of field goal range, you got a punt.
Do you think he trusts Mac totally? McDaniels.
Well, totally? What do you mean? Like the way he did, like, the prior quarterback?
Would hand him the keys tonight. Let him throw it 40
no.
times.
No.
30 times.
30 times, yes, not 40.
So if indeed McDaniels leaves, which you think there's a better chance than I do.
Yeah.
And this is gets into the what if. What if they lose tonight? This could be Mac starting a transition with a whole new play caller, whole new system.
Not a whole new system, a whole new play caller.
Okay, so who would be the guy? There's not even an obvious choice, right? It's Nick Lombardi or something like that.
What? Bill O'Brien.
I mean, he's going to get a head coaching job.
Bill O'Brien's going to get a head coaching job?
Jacksonville.
Okay. I don't think he's going to get a head coaching job.
You don't think he will? You no. think he'd go back to being Bill's assistant?
Well, what if he's then the next guy like Mac was?
Okay, fair point.
I mean, McDaniels was.
They'd have to promise him that.
No, they wouldn't. What if they gave him $6 million a year? He's not making $6 million as the offensive coordinator for Alabama.
But what's the big talker tomorrow and then Monday on the Greg Hill Show? What are we discussing?
If the Patriots win, it is all about Belichick has beaten the odds, won a playoff game so quickly after Brady. This system works. You know, Mac is, you know, we are locked and loaded for the next 5 to 10 years of football. Mm-hmm. Bill is going to beat Shula, you know, next weekend. I don't know who they're more likely to play, but, you know, Chiefs, Patriots, Belichick heading to Arrowhead Stadium once again to try and derail
Ooh,
Patrick Mahomes.
Your favorite team. Andy Reid and the crew.
Oh, I would be jumping for joy for Bill Belichick and Mac Jones to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, it would be an upset win on the road. Mac Jones wins his first start as a rookie quarterback on the road in cold temperatures.
And the other national story is Josh Allen, albatross of a contract, cold toes. Where are they headed?
Yeah, I don't think people bail on Allen, but
I think if he loses tonight, those toes comments are sticking to him like Rex Ryan.
They're not good. They're not good. Mike and Randolph. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing this morning?
Great. How are you feeling?
Good. Hey, listen. So I'm listening to people calling up saying brain freeze and knock the snot out of them. Listen, this game's going to come down to third down.
Ah.
Can the Patriots defense get off the field, and can the Patriots offense extend drives? And, Curtis, I'm going to go to you because I agree with you. Josh McDaniels, I feel like, has had a subpar year this year.
Yeah.
Some of his play calling is baffling. You know, you'll have a third in inches and an easy QB sneak, and he'll do a dive to Brandon Bolden and get stuffed for a yard loss.
Your phone there broke out, Mike. But lost you, Mike. Sorry about that.
Win third down battle. That's on my list of most unoriginal thoughts of the day. But it might be true.
You know what it could be? You know what tonight could be? You know, you asked if they win, what's the story?
Mm-hmm.
It could be a Mac Jones McDaniels type of storyline. You know, McDaniels' stock would go up greatly if Mac is, like, you know, 26 to 35 for 270 and a touchdown. You would sign up for that, right?
Yes, I would. Now, here's the full list we have right now of most unoriginal thoughts. Pats cannot fall behind early. Allen won't play as well in the cold weather.
Nailed it.
Score early.
Ooh.
Eliminate mistakes.
Love that.
Some of these are Bills-centric. Let Allen be Allen. For some reason, that's the major theme coming out of all the Sals that write for the Buffalo Papers. Let Allen be Allen.
Should we let Fitzy be Fitzy or Nick?
The Bills need to let Mac make Mac beat them, win the line of scrimmage. The Pats are playing with house money. And now this last one, third, got to get off the field on third down.
So here is my concern. I think, judging by the second to last key there, which are just excellent.
That's a lot of keys.
Holy cow. if the Bills win, it's because they're doing, you know, they're clogging the line of scrimmage and they're hitting Mac early enough. And if Mac is not protected early, I think that could change the game severely for the Patriots.
All right, Pats, Bills, 8:15. We have NFL Sunday coming up at 4 o'clock for a four-hour-plus edition leading you up into kickoff. Gresh, Keefe, Wiggy, and Fourier. Fitzy, Mego, and Andy Hart from 1 to 4. We've got Hannibal checking in from Buffalo at 12:30. And we've got some coaching search news here in Trending, which is happening right now.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Curtis loves when I call it this. Super Wild Card Weekend kicks off today. Raiders at the Bengals, 4:30. Raiders win in an outright upset. You heard it here first.
I think I would bet my house on the Bengals. I think they're going to win by two or three scores.
Yeah, Burrow's got that gimpy ankle. First start.
Yeah.
They don't handle pass rush good. Raiders pass rush, major factor in that game.
Zach Taylor is an up-and-coming head coach. Look out.
Okay. Bills, clean injury report for the Patriots. They've ruled out Isaiah Wynn, their left tackle. Jalen Mills, as far as anybody knows, was not activated off COVID protocol by 4 yesterday, so he is outski. They've elevated two guys off the practice squad that we think are going to be playing tonight. One includes Devontae Bausby. So,
well, you can't you can't bitch too much about missing a corner when the Bills have been without Nate Clements all year. You know, their top cornerback.
Now, coaches being sought after. We heard Schefter say this week that Brian Flores is going to be highly sought after. And maybe the Houston job. Brian Daboll, the Bills OC, and Leslie Frazier scheduled to interview for the Bears and Dolphins jobs tomorrow.
Ooh, distracted coaching staff.
Could be distracted. And the Bears also are going to interview Bills assistant GM Joe Schoen for their GM job. So there's moving parts everywhere. 8 open jobs right now in the NFL.
And before
one shy of the record.
And before anybody judges Mac Jones for the rest of his career based on his performance tonight, Peyton Manning, who many believe is a top 5 quarterback in the history of the NFL, started his career 0-3 in the playoffs with one touchdown and 2 interceptions. So you can be bad for a while and get really good and have a good career.
Bruins 1 o'clock matinee against Nashville. Celtics tonight 8:30 against the Bulls at the Garden. Boy, they're gonna flip that court tonight, huh?
8:30 game?
They both at the Garden today? Oh, man, the Bull Gang.
Why are they playing? That's going to have like 5 viewers.
Well, I don't think they planned on this. Yeah, both Garden games. A busy, busy day. And Celtics lose last night, of course, in Philly, 111-99. That's what's trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to, and we're sorry, the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
If he's got to be 25 or 32 for 310 yards and three touchdowns, and he's got to do that, they're not going to win the game. This is not about Mac Jones. It's about Bill Belichick's defense. It's about running the football. It's about playing to your strength and not putting pressure on a young quarterback that is young. The New England Patriots are not in this position because of Mac Jones. No matter how many times people want to give him the flowers, they're not in this position because of him. They're in a position because they ran the ball well and they played defense.
Well, that's Keyshawn Johnson earlier this week, who says it's not about Mac, Chris Curtis. But you know, it's always about Mac. It's always about the quarterback. It always he threw three passes in the win out there, and the game was still about Mac in regards to why didn't he throw more than three times? Don't they have confidence in him?
Right. It'll always be, especially when you're the quarterback of the Patriots for the first time in the playoffs since the other guy left. So it will all be about Mac and Bill. It'll be, if the Patriots win, it will be a tongue bath nationally. If they lose, I think there's going to be some overreaction as to, you know, Mac's abilities, what they can and can't do. But it is, this is why it's so great. So much on the line. Buffalo is under so much pressure. Their beat guys are calling in, giving excuses to fans not going to the game. And thanks to my analysis.
Second coldest game in Bills history, right, since Sal Capaccio last hour.
Look out. Because of my very informed, well-reasoned opinion this morning, the betting line has now gone further in the Bills' direction. They are now favored by 5 points.
I don't think that's why, but it is significant. That's directly related to the Pats' injury news, right?
Right.
Isaiah Wynn and Jalen Mills, we think, is out.
Right. I would have thought that the toe comments would have come the Patriots' way in some points for from Josh Allen. We have a hot football take from Diana Russini, who says the Bills are expecting the Patriots to go with heavier man coverage tonight. They expect the double team on Stephon Diggs with J.C. Jackson on the other corner. They believe there is a potential for Dawson Knox and Cole Beasley to have a big night. The Patriots are looking to be deferring if they win the toss. So that's all interesting.
Oh, in man, that ruins the whole debate.
Yeah.
Patriots are going to defer? No Curtis in the Charles River?
She didn't actually write that.
Oh, you fooled me. I thought she did say that. That is great intel. But she does say this about, she just tweeted this, literally. I don't know why. Diana Rossini's on a tweeting spree. Josh Allen is going to go without sleeves tonight.
What an idiot.
He said he will go with layers under the jersey. Sleeves aren't good for ball protection, as the ball can slip out easier when he's running.
What do you think Josh Allen would be doing if he couldn't throw a football?
Is he from California or Wyoming? He went to Wyoming, but he's from California, right?
I have no idea. I know he went to Wyoming.
Okay, look that up. Let's go to, speaking of the Bills' atmosphere and why ticket prices are so low, Chris in Redding has a theory on that.
Firebaugh, California.
I thought so. Hi, Chris.
Hey guys, love the show. Just saw the one reason that tickets are selling so low is that Ticketmaster and StubHub are giving away NFTs to those who purchase tickets. Absolutely ridiculous. Maybe Greg will head there tonight to go get one real quick and then go back to the wherever he is, poolside. But just ridiculous. NFTs, come on, give away the T-shirts.
Wow. Is that real or no?
I don't know. It could be. NFT world is lost to me. But speaking of lost, Greg is lost. We have not heard from him in like multiple days.
So weird.
Which is very strange for us.
And we got intel from Coco through Bobes that he was on the plane listening to our show without headphones on. Which is like, I've always viewed Greg as a guy that when he's not here, he's not listening to the radio station. So that was strange in and of itself.
Why was that? He's like listening to see if we make fun of him? Or
I don't know. I think he, you know, he hears footsteps and he's not wrong.
Has he posted on Instagram?
No, I haven't seen anything on social media.
He got a new iPhone 13, but he did not know how to work it upon takeoff. So
I have to assume when he booked the trip to the Bahamas, the only point was to post on Instagram.
Nothing. The last picture is the picture of you superimposed on your forthcoming baby, which looks like spaz.
Right, thank you.
That's a very frightening gif that I had to see.
17,000 people have the disgusting view of that.
Back to the game tonight. Luke in the car. Hi, Luke.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about N'Keal Harry. I think today in tonight's game, the best player is going to win the game. The team with the best player. And that's N'Keal Harry. He's on record-setting pace.
Well,
he could,
go ahead.
Not for his career. He's on NFL all-time record-setting pace tonight because I think games on the line, he's going to show something. He's going to prove to us tonight.
You could be right. It's funny you say that, though. I know you're trying to make a joke. Phil Perry just tweeted this.
Oh, dear.
N'Keal Harry was on the field for 60 snaps when these teams last played. Kendrick Bourne played less than 50% of the snaps. Aguilar did not play in that game. So, obviously, things may change with Aguilar available tonight. But still, the last time they played him, 60 N'Keal Harry snaps. Is there an over-under in Vegas on that? On N'Keal snaps tonight?
I don't. I think Lombardi has him starting and playing the whole game.
On the line now. Got to meet a legend in person last week, Curtis, at our event, Ken and Curtis Roadshow, our second roadshow event. We were out in New Hampshire a couple months ago, right, at the Greg 5K. Last week, we were at the ping pong tournament. I beat you 11-3, I'd like to remind you, one-on-one in ping pong.
Good job.
It was a massacre. But got to take a photo and meet Danny from Quincy. So nice. He came with calendars for the new year for us. The calendars are like palm trees that he designs and creates, like backyard photos. It's beautiful.
I actually had forgotten about it. I gave it to Jess. She opened it this morning.
It's
touched.
In my office, Danny. It's hanging up. I really appreciate the thoughtful gesture.
No problem, guys. That's my little passion. Well, I make a marginal living off one. That's one of my two businesses, you know, growing palm trees, selling them to restaurants and
good for you.
Hotels and anyways.
It looks awesome.
That's my typical backyard in the summertime, you know. So
you got a website to plug or something, or social media, or no?
You don't have to plug it, man. I don't want to.
Do you have an OnlyFans?
Yeah. What's that?
He definitely has an OnlyFans.
No, I don't. Anyways, yeah, Palm Trees in New England. That's my website.
All right.
So, palmtreesinnewengland.com. Anyway,
what do you think about tonight, Danny?
Well, Curtis, I'm going to give you another one. I don't think people have mentioned it. That field position, field position, field position. If there was ever a game Jake Bailey needed to have a good game, and there's this one, man, the punter. I mean, he's got to flip the field position, man. And then hopefully Nick Foles doesn't pick the game where he's going to go into a slump, because I think the kicking game is probably going to be where it's at tonight. I mean, I don't know. I don't have much confidence in this game.
More importantly,
here's another one for Josh McDaniels, Curtis.
Right.
No fades in the end. No fades. I don't want to see any fades. I don't want to see any handoffs from the shotgun. I don't want to see anything going backwards. I want to see everything going forward, you know? And I'm with you on taking the deferring if they win the toss.
Right. Now, Danny, I have a quick question. I'm in agreement with most of what you're saying. Why do you think they do those third down draws or tosses to Bolden? Like, has it ever worked?
You're asking the wrong guy. I mean, McDaniels is, I don't know what's in his mind. You know, as long as they don't have a quarterback sneak on fourth and two like the Jets did 2 weeks ago against Brady. That was absolutely, I was more upset about that than I was about anything else during the regular season. How do you call a fourth and two quarterback sneak?
That was so bad.
The whole coaching staff deserved to be. I thought Josh McDaniels flew down there for that series and called that play. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That
anyways,
might have been the worst call, Danny. That was the worst offensive play call in the NFL this year.
I play action, misdirection. They get a first down there. That game's over.
Yep.
And then you take that with the Antonio Brown thing, though. I mean, you know, maybe, Curtis, you don't want to hear that. But to me, that was so disappointing. But if they win the toss, defer. Because what happened the last time, the Patriots got the ball first against the last game against Buffalo, and they went 3-and-out with a sack.
Yep.
And then Bailey couldn't punt his way out of a paper bag, and they got a short field, and they scored on their first drive, Buffalo, that is.
Yep.
I don't want that. And then what happens? Your first possession, you lose that possession, and you lose the first possession to start the half. I mean, to start the second quarter, third Second half, excuse me. But Danny, I just got back from my run, so.
Danny, if Brady goes down to the Eagles tomorrow somehow and retires, how will you be feeling?
If he retires.
Because Curtis thinks that might happen, and there's some reporting now. Who reported that, Curtis?
Jordan? Seth Wickersham.
Seth Wickersham thinks it might be his last year.
My feelings are I want him to keep playing. I want him to keep playing. I want this thing to keep going, brother. I mean, you know, he's – I don't know. I want him to keep playing. I mean, for him to – I mean, they're not going to lose to Philly. I don't know. Unless they run a steak and cheese special there, I get it. I don't know. the other thing, Curtis, on defense, the pass rush, but they have to fraction their defense now. They have to run a couple of spies and all that. Why can't they run a zone blitz? Remember the zone blitz? They used to line guys up on the line of scrimmage and then drop them in the coverage and then supplant with other guys, do some crossing patterns on defense. They've got to do something to rush his throws. You know,
Danny, here's what I would say. I think that more so, I believe Tom Brady's retiring, but more than Tom Brady, I believe in equally as clutch, key contributor, the second dynasty is Dante Hightower. Absolute nails. The tackle on Marshawn Lynch, the sack of Matt Ryan, they don't win either of those games without those two plays in those Super Bowls. I think if they win tonight, you're going to be saying that Hightower got pressure. He looked like a old-school Hightower performance from the Patriots tonight.
No question. I mean, Matthew Judon is one person. They need production from – I mean, even at Jamie Collins. Maybe he'll come out and have his game of his
where's
life.
Where's he been?
I mean, he's been absent. I'm sorry?
Where has Jamie Collins been? I haven't heard his name at all.
I don't know. Jamie Collins, Hightower, Bowmore, those guys have to, the interior linemen have to beat their guys one-on-one in order for those guys, a couple of guys to spy, a couple of resources devoted to spying the guy, and the ends have to contain, so you can't let them escape. This is I wish they played Cincinnati. I would much rather be playing Cincinnati.
Yep.
Play the pocket quarterback. On a gimpy leg where they could just rush four guys and cover with seven. Let me ask you a question. If the Chargers game was in a tie, would they be playing Cincinnati today?
Oh, boy.
Carry the two.
Tie, would the Patriots be playing Cincinnati or would they be playing Buffalo? I never figured that one out. I don't want to bog you down. But
yeah, I don't know, but
I'm going to look into that.
I'm happy that they're playing the Bills. I would not want to play Cincinnati tonight.
Go buy a palm tree from Danny. Palmtreesinnewengland.com. Those have to be good palm trees. That's such a relaxing scene in those calendars. And then when Danny comes on, he's like Vesuvius. He erupts.
Right, hey, you know, that was a very sweet thing. It was, I think, our first gift we got.
That was. One other update now. So this is from Evan Lazar. You find this interesting?
Lazar.
He's a CLNS media guy. But he's got some kind of scoop that Christian Wilkerson is not going to be active tonight. So could that be a signal that somebody on the fence will suit up for the Patriots?
Why isn't Wilkerson playing?
I don't know. They called him up, but he's going to be inactive, I guess. He must just be a failsafe.
What? Why would they give me one reason to draft Jesus? Well, same thing. Draft N'Keal Harry or dress N'Keal Harry.
Run game. Back to that Phil Perry tweet. They're going to run tonight, and they want N'Keal Harry in the running game. They're going to go down in flames with N'Keal Harry.
You thought that Wilkerson wasn't going to play tonight?
No, I mean I thought they. I don't know. I'm just saying now. I'm explaining the decision.
I know what their bobos will say, but it doesn't make sense.
I would dress Wilkerson.
Right.
Terrible decision. Bad job, Bill.
Thank you.
Jeffrey in New Bedford. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just saw a funny news thing, and this is how much the Bills are in their own head. It was on their local news, and I guess supposedly the Bill Stadium, Highmark Stadium, I think it's called, was built on an old Indian burial ground. So they think this is the reason why they haven't won a Super Bowl and they always choke in the playoffs. So what they did was they had a Bills employee burn sage and literally walk around the whole building, the whole stadium, to keep the evil spirits out. That's how much these people are in their head, and this is why I'm glad we got the Bills, because if we just get a little bit of a lead and everybody looks up and it's like halfway through the third quarter and the Patriots are leading by three and Josh Allen throws a ridiculous pick like he's prone to do, I'm telling you right now, things are going to get very, very uptight around there. The boo birds will start coming out unless they're frozen. And then I'm telling you, they're in their head. It's not even just the players. It's the team. It's the organization. It's the damn employees.
Right.
That they're all wrapped in their head, burning sage. I mean, this is, I think for some odd reason, I have a feeling the Patriots are going to win. When you're trying to burn sage to keep the evil spirits out, too late.
Isn't
Bill
that
Belichick
what Cam...
and the Patriots are already
that's
there.
That's what Kyrie did.
No, was it Kyrie or Cam Newton? I thought Cam Newton had sage.
I think Cam liked that too, but Kyrie actually did it in the building.
I'm reading a story. I thought that may have been a joke, but it's real. There's like, they talk about the curse of the Bills
franchise.
The
Sheldon Family Cemetery is located between gates 6 and 7 at Highmark Stadium.
Jesus. Well, they could bury Josh Allen tonight.
Yeah.
Take that.
Let's go. Let's go to Mike in Framingham. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, if you guys go to YouTube, you put in AFC and NFC Championship at neutral site. They were almost going to do that because of games like this. Back in the early 80s, there were games that were so cold, the NFL was thinking about changing the playoffs to neutral site.
Oh, Mike, I'm at Wiggy's chair, and it just cops up to you porn. I can't even get to YouTube on this thing.
And you smoke it.
But think about all the times the Patriots had an advantage during our run because we had our championships here.
Oh, absolutely.
And now we got to go down to like Miami or Dallas or whatever. That luckily it didn't go through. That would have been the most ridiculous thing.
That would have been incredibly stupid. But it is funny, Mike. So I bet you the Bills fans that are sitting at home tonight, not spending $30 and getting Long Johns, were the same ones saying that the Brady dynasty is BS. They never had to go on the road. They always had these games at home. And you're sitting there having the ability to help determine the outcome of your team beating your biggest rival. And you're not going to the game. I cannot, there is no rationale that makes any sense to me.
Buffalo, they're the last ones to be saying it. They went to 4 Super Bowls and they played at home.
That's true. How'd those go?
I can see the Colts, but not Buffalo.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Mike,
by the way, Jim Kelly, sneaky part of this game tonight, hates Bill Belichick. Like, hates with the fire of a thousand suns.
Why? What's going on there?
Because of the K-gun offense that Belichick stopped in the 90s.
Oh, of course. I don't think of that. By the way, to answer Danny from Quincy's question, multiple texters and Justin Turpin, our fine producer, both saying, yes, Bengals. If the Chargers and Raiders had tied last week, it would have been Pat's Bengals.
So you can call Staley, the coach of the L.A. Chargers, and voice your concern.
But you like this matchup better. You disagree with Danny.
Absolutely. I think that the Bengals-Raiders game will not be a game in the fourth quarter. I think the Burrow runs away with it. I think Josh Allen worrying about his tippy toes against Bill Belichick.
But he's going without sleeves.
Why?
To overcompensate. Andy Hart says this, you should probably just play and stop talking. Great point.
No, I like it when they talk because we can mock their comment.
Let's go to Pat and Waltham. Hi, Pat.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Curtis, I wanted to say congratulations to you on the Bombino coming.
Thank you, Pat.
In fact, that day I bought a Num Nuts t-shirt in your honor.
Great. I'm sure that would be.
But I think the defense has got to come up big. They can't let the Bills just march from the 10-yard line all the way down and get a touchdown.
Right.
That's happened too many times this year. And I think that really puts more pressure on Mac when they do that.
Agreed.
So I hope they win. I think they're going to win. I just think they need to, use their head and not make mistakes.
All right. That's somewhat optimistic.
But he's right about, as much as we'll talk about Mac and you bring up the defense and you're right, the bookend of the season, began and end with the Dolphins. In both of those games, while Mac made mistakes, he didn't play, he didn't play nearly to his potential in either of those games.
No.
But the defense had opportunity after opportunity in both of those games to get the ball back. And how often do you remember in the last 15 years where, it's 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter and Brady misses a guy on 3rd and 6, they punt it, and, the defense stands tall, gives them another shot, and they win the game. I mean,
I wish I shared your confidence that Hightower's going to step up because he just has not shown that this year. He looks done to me. He looks like this is it.
I'm just speculating as to what the story would be. And Hightower is a guy that hasn't always had dominant regular seasons. I don't even know if he's been a Pro Bowler. But, I mean, he has made, I would say, two of the 5 biggest plays in Patriots history.
Patriots and Bills, your thoughts? Nervous? Confident? What do you think? 617-779-7937. All day coverage continues on WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to more of the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
A question about Matt Judon. On paper, not necessarily producing at the level that he started this season. But I wonder, you know, what you're seeing maybe be like on the actual film, not necessarily the stats. So do you feel like he's at where he was, you know, earlier this season, or do you think there's sort of something different happening, maybe scheme or production?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's something to be said for what happens on paper. I'd say the biggest thing is, did you get the win or the loss? But I have no issues with Judon right now. You know, things have been going good, just like they have all year since he got here in the spring. It's been great to work with him. So I don't look too much into that stuff. I don't really have anything to speak on the production, but I will speak on the fact that Matt's done a great job all year for us. Continues to come in ready to work, ready to do anything that we ask of him. He's a team player. He puts the team first. And
well, there's a little bit of Steve Belichick talking about Matt Judon.
Well, perfect timing, because I just am reading some nuggets tweeted by Jeff Howe, organized by Matthew Fairburn of The Athletic in Boston. So there is a distinction that all rookie quarterbacks teams have had that have won a playoff game. They are all top four or higher in the NFL in scoring defense. So you have, this is a great research going back. 2012 Seahawks had the number one scoring defense, 11 Texans number four, 2009 Jets number one, 2008 Ravens number three, 2004 Steelers number one scoring defense, and the 99 Bucks the number three scoring defense. So, and all those teams also have, with the exception of the 99 Bucks, they all had a top four rushing offense as well. So that's the basic point is that when a rookie quarterback wins a playoff game, they don't really win it. They win it because of other parts.
But for Judon specifically, the year that he's had, at one point a defensive player of the year candidate, probably no longer, but whatever, he has to do something significant tonight, right? Wouldn't you be stunned if he just disappears and is not heard from tonight?
Disappears. Yeah, no, the context of the game will make it seem bigger than it will be remembered. Like if Mac Jones, if it's a tie game with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and he connects on a 3rd-and-8, 15 yards to Hunter Henry that sets up the game-winning field goal, we're going to remember that pass.
Yeah.
But if you just look at the box score, it doesn't look like he had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the last 4 weeks, it's like Judon's done nothing. If you just look at his collective stats, you know, obviously he was involved in some plays here and there. But if the stat sheet is empty again tonight, I will be stunned. Well, with the way the season started, what happened?
But if he doesn't have anything on the stat sheet tonight, wouldn't you just expect that you'd hear tomorrow that he's playing with torn ACL or something?
Oh, maybe. It's more of a scheme thing, or Bill screwed up by not being aggressive. You think he's hurt? Or COVID fog? Could be COVID fog.
I don't think that there's
haven't done that for a while.
COVID fog.
Let's go to Bob and Holyoke. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So I was leaving work last night. I'm a supervisor for a major your favorite major transportation company that delivers packages to your house. And these guys were leaving, and they're heading up to Buffalo all the way from Worcester, Massachusetts. So that goes to show you who the real fans are, who are going up there. They're buying the cheap seats. And the Buffalo fans are going to be in for a shot because I think there's going to be a lot of New England fans there.
Buffalo. Certainly could be.
Because we have the guts and the stamina to withstand that. So I think not only – I can just picture the post game, assuming the Patriots win, it's going to be Patriots fans celebrating there while the Buffalo fans are breaking TVs and smashing grills and all that.
Oh, what a payoff that would be to go up there, drive up 7 or 8 hours. By the way, we know those guys are going to get to Buffalo on time. to get up there and celebrate. My biggest sports regret was that my buddy Brown and I were going to drive up after they won game 6 of the 04 ALCS. We're going to drive to the Bronx on the next day. And I just was hungover and we didn't go.
Oh,
and it would have been, we wouldn't have tickets.
Evidence of a terrible fan.
Well, right. I mean,
your fandom would have gone up a notch.
It's one thing that all you kids should learn is don't make plans with an alcoholic.
But yeah, I could totally see Bills lose tonight. Social media, just aglow with Bills fans melting down.
And what I was saying was, could you imagine being part of that crew of Sox fans watching Trot Nixon run to center field and celebrate the greatest comeback in all sports?
So. High-fiving Mac coming through the tunnel, victorious, right. End of the game.
It's a Mac sauce.
Right by that cemetery. Let's go to Rhode Island. Bill is on the line. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Love the show.
Thank you.
I have to hog you. There's one other play that was worse that actually probably caused the job as coach. It lost the fans, that's for sure. And his own coordinators were questioning what he called it. And, I mean, the 4th-and-2 was a pretty bad call. But the Joe Judge call on 3rd-and-9 on their own 4 on a cornerback sneak, I'm not a Giant fan, but if you watch that game, he lost his fan support. He lost the player support. And he definitely lost the owner's support on that call. I believe that was the worst call in the entire NFL season last year.
It
cost a lot.
It's a great point, but the issue with that is that the Giants weren't going to win that game, whereas the sneak by Robert Saleh with Zach Wilson in that moment was the determining factor for Brady getting the ball back and eventually winning the game.
Oh, no, absolutely. But on the hindsight of that, the Giants weren't going anywhere. You're right. But yet, you're going to show your team you're going to try. You're going to put in effort. You try. Those are the times you try to make plays become successful to see what your team's got. When you got a coach that just says, okay, I'm going to quarterback sneak it, punt the ball. I mean, a quarterback sneak at 3rd-and-9. I mean, that's pretty hard to swallow if I was a Giant fan, which I'm not. But if you go back and read at some of the Jets, it was the quarterback that he was supposed to hand the ball off on the wide receiver coming behind him. He didn't do it. So they're blaming the quarterback for, you know, kind of messing the play up. They didn't, if the offensive coordinator said that's not how the play was drawn up. So that was a miscommunication play. Yeah, I had more on the line, but yeah, in hindsight, the Jets weren't playing for anything either.
That's true. And the Giants coach got fired. The Jets coach is still employed, so fair point.
First year for the Jets coach, though. But, you know, it just makes you appreciate the misery of New York sports. We talk to Boomer every morning on Monday, and he'll be on with us Monday at 8 a.m., by the way. But we talk to him. He's like, I don't know what to tell you. I do sports radio in New York. The Giants stink. The Jets stink. You know, most of the years, the Yankees and the Mets stink.
I was listening to the podcast the other day with Boomer and Gio because of all the fallout of the coaching situation. One of the things that I still genuinely enjoy as a fan of Boston teams is the misery of New York. So he said that since he was hired in 2007 to replace Imus at WFAN, there have been 49 different head coaches / managers on New York teams.
Oh.
49 in 15 years.
Wow.
In that same span, you have obviously one Patriots head coach. Mm-hmm. You have
Clinton Cassidy.
Two Bruins.
Yep.
You have Francona.
Farrell.
The old guy.
Ron Renicky.
Ron Renicky and Cora. Yep. So we're at 2, 6, 7. And then you have Doc Rivers, Brad Stevens, Ime Udoka. 10 total coaches.
49 to 10. Wow.
Even if you say there's double the teams, it's 49 to 20.
That's outstanding. All right, more of your calls. Heating up, Bills and Pats, 8:15. Getting reports of people making the drive. This guy, 603 texter, Hannaford's in New Hampshire. 215 passenger van loads of fans stocked up making
the
trip. Let's go. It's Bills and Pats.
Pick them up.
Kenny Curtis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.